All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
All right. We've been punked, duped, hoodwinked, however you want to call it. It's happened to us. Hot 96.9, the Get Up Crew. Romero's on vacation. I'll be back next week. Who did the broom challenge yesterday? I'm raising my hand here in the studio. Anyone else do it?
I thought about it. I didn't do it, but I still might do it.
I did it knowing it was ridiculous.
Okay, did it work?
Yes, of course it did. And it worked this morning when I woke up.
Right. If you don't know what the broom challenge is, it's, okay, apparently people from NASA were saying, and this is so ridiculous. This should have, like, told us right then and there this was fake. People from NASA were saying that on yesterday only, February 10th, that the Earth's gravitational pull or planetary alignment was in, like, this perfect state where, like, if you stood a broom up, you could let go of it and it would stand up by itself.
Uh-huh.
So everybody started doing it. They took pictures and videos and they were calling it the broom challenge. And it was trending all over Twitter and social media. I did mine. And it worked. Like, okay, does it depend on what kind of broom you have?
Because
I have the angled one.
Me too.
Okay.
And it worked?
Yeah.
It works with an angled one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know about, like, the flat ones.
Uh-huh.
I saw people with flat ones where it was working.
How long did it take for you to get it to stand
seconds.
Up? Really?
Yeah. It was like nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's something special about that. Because, I mean, I remember trying to do that as a kid, and it wouldn't just stand up. And both of y'all are saying it worked?
Yeah.
It worked in 2 seconds. It literally, like... But what I thought was funny, too, is how everyone started judging everybody's kitchens. Because it turned into, like, people doing this broom challenge and their floors are all nasty. Like, you need to be using that broom for something else. Like, people really did. It was kind of funny. But I just, the fact that it was, I don't know who started it, but everybody fell for it. Mm.
My favorite was a video of some kid that was dancing around it to New Edition.
I saw that one. That was
it is. That was so
did
funny.
You put yours on social media, Pebs?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Why not? Come on,
Pebbles.
I want to see the magic.
I did, at Radio Melissa on Twitter, if you want to see it. Actually, I put it on my Instagram, too, Melissa on the Radio, if you want to see it.
Cool.
Let's share us yours, too. You sent it to the Get Up Crew on Facebook.
Boston,
Get Up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332